This is the Afternoon Brief on High FM with Michael McKenna. Focused reporting, sharp analysis, and the local stories shaping our lives. Daily updates in a fast-paced world.
Where else can you spend a weekend watching Yiddish horror films, exploring ancient Jewish wisdom, and hearing the story of walking on foot from Ethiopia to Israel? Only at Limud. This August, Limud Johannesburg brings you 3 days of learning, connection, and community with up to 9 sessions running every hour, so you can design your own experience. You'll be part of the biggest Limud Shabbat in the world with powerhouse local and international presenters whose conversations carry long into the night. Plus, we have a dedicated program for kids and teens so the whole family can come. I know that I'm going to be there and my family are very, very excited. Join us in Johannesburg from the 21st to 23rd of August, Cape Town from the 14th to the 16th of August, and in Durban on the 17th of August. Rooms for the Johannesburg weekend are selling fast, so please go to www.limud.org.za. That's www.limud.org.za to register now. And I shall be seeing you there. Now, for the first time as a radio presenter, I have an in-studio guest, and I'm very excited for her to be here with us. You might hear the name Yakira Shalpet, and you'd be like, I don't know who that person is. But you might know her other name being TikTok, or the girl who is on the Kosher SA adverts. So, welcome to the studio.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Thank you for coming through. It's really great to have you in studio. Now, when I was at school, and I remember I was at Sanremo High School, we had a career expo, and there was people talking about becoming a lawyer, becoming a doctor, becoming architects. There was no one speaking about becoming content creator. Is this a new industry? What's going on here? Is this something new? Is it just a flash in the pan? Is it AI going to take it over? What's going on here?
Great questions. I'd say it definitely is new. And I'd say that it's basically revolutionized marketing as a whole. I think, you know, back in the day, like when you guys were growing up,
not that much older than you, but okay.
We can get into the semantics of it later. But back in the day, you know, being famous essentially was, or being able to be in the public eye was essentially something that was very specific to people that were actors or models or in that kind of industry. You had to have a certain look and feel to be able to present yourself in front of the eyes of millions of people. And now anyone can pick up an iPhone or an Android and essentially become famous overnight. And it's basically changed the game for marketing as a whole, and just like the industry in general is ever changing. And definitely I would say it is content creation and influencing has become a place where people should be interested in investing their eggs into that kind of basket.
But how did you get into it? I mean, when you were a little girl, did you say this is what I wanted to be, or did it just suddenly you just did one video and then think, oh, I actually quite like this?
Okay, so it's crazy. My journey of putting myself online actually started after the Justin Bieber concert in 2013. I don't know if you know, but his story actually started when he was, I think, 12. He posted videos to himself to YouTube, and he became famous. So he came to South Africa in 2013. And
I remember that. Yeah.
Sure,
years ago.
So I had major Bieber fever, still do, and hasn't left me yet. And I was inspired by the story, and I loved his videos, and I loved his personality. So I decided to upload a video of myself playing piano.
Oh, wow.
Left that for a few years, but I always had it in me to create videos. And then last year, I decided to just start putting myself online, mostly because I had been spending a lot of my time consuming content on TikTok and on Instagram. And I thought, instead of just consuming endlessly and letting my brain rot, why don't I just start contributing to the community? And that's basically how my journey started. And honestly, I had no expectations of it going anywhere. I had no expectations of doing the adverts or getting approached by brands and, you know, advertising their stuff. But I just was consistent with it, and people started to like it, and I got attention from it. And yeah, it's basically turned into a personal brand and something that can be monetized, which is fascinating.
Well, that's my next question. So is it an actual career? I mean, is it something that, you know, you can carry on going for the next 10, 20 years?
So it's complicated to say, because I don't think that it's something that can be in and of itself. For me, at least. I think there are people out there that are influencers, and their lives essentially are the product that they're marketing.
Sure, sure.
But I think that it has to go hand in hand with something else that you're doing. You can't just be Kiki Shalpet and I'm just making videos about my life because I'm saying whatever, people will find more interesting things to watch.
Sure.
But I think that if you're putting something out there that's meaningful, something that people can relate to and connect to, then there's definitely a space for it. And it definitely can be something that can be a career. I don't know if monetizing is the ultimate goal for me, but I know for a lot of people that it is.
I can imagine.
But I think that it's, I think more importantly, and you mentioned AR, I think the importance of having a personal brand today is essentially it's becoming like an interactive CV. Where essentially what's been going on LinkedIn for all these years, it's now moving towards like TikTok and Instagram and other platforms where people are kind of, where places that are hiring and people that are developing their career, it's not enough to just hand in a piece of paper.
Interesting.
You now have to have...
It's changed a lot since...
Yeah.
Sure, that's very interesting. You actually kind of alluded to it, but I wanted to ask you, but how do you stay relevant? How do you keep growing your audience and keep staying relevant? You have to come up with content. In order to be a content creator, come up with content. How do you do that?
How do you stay relevant? I mean, how do you stay relevant anyway? It's a good question. I mean, I'd say... I wouldn't be so focused on staying up with keeping up with the trends. I mean, obviously that does play into what people like watching. I think the key to staying relevant is actually to staying authentic.
Ah, nice. Okay.
I would say the way that you can remain intact and remain exciting for your audience is to just essentially put out something that's consistent, something that people can rely on, and something that people know that if I go to this content creator, I know that every time she is going to be creating content on
stuff that's very relatable.
Yeah, it's relatable, or dealing with acne, or why am I going on a Zempic, or whatever.
Yeah, exactly,
I'm saying just be authentic essentially. Yeah. That's what people are looking for. It sounds cliche, but it's true.
So it's funny because I'm speaking to you as a follower, because I've been following you long enough to get a true sense of what your content is all about. You're very positive about South Africa and the Jewish community, which is refreshing. Why are you so positive?
Why am I so positive about South Africa? Well, I think South Africa is literally the best place to grow up as a religious Jew and just as a Jew.
Amazing.
In general. I'd say obviously the place to be is Israel, essentially, as a Jew. But I'd say the second runner-up, and I'm going to get a bit of hate for saying this, but maybe even on the same level as Israel, is South Africa. Not on the same level, but a very, very close second. And I would say that... Joburg specifically has so much to offer as a city. I'd say it's so imperfect and it has so many problems, but I think if you stick around long enough, you really start to see the resilience and to see the community that shines through the cracks of this of the city. And I think that I have a huge amount of gratitude to the country and to the city and my community for raising me, and essentially it does literally take a village to raise a person.
Sure,
so I'm saying I'm incredibly grateful. I mean, look at what we have, everything in Joburg and everything in South Africa is, look at our systems, all of the things that the Jews have created, we're self-sustained and self-run, and it's just in our little bubble. I mean, I know that it's not always a positive thing, but even just Joburg and the greater South African community, I'm grateful, because I'm grateful to the country, and the people are just another level of people. You don't get people like this in
I wanted to ask, we're going to wrap up in a couple of minutes, but I wanted to ask two last questions. One is, do people notice you when you go out?
Do people
stop and say, I've seen you on Instagram, I've seen you on Facebook, I've seen you on Kosh SA page? And how do you deal with that if they have been stopping you?
Okay, so I wouldn't say I'm famous, but I'd say that yes, I do get recognized a lot in public. It's really, really sweet. And if people, just by the way, as a public service announcement, if you do see me in public, yesterday at the park, a lady came up to me at Galliot Road and she was like, oh, is that the Kosher Say lady? Yes, it is me. And if people, you must come say hello. But yes, last night I was at Kosher World, and I try to go incognito, because usually when I'm at Kosher World after 8 p.m., I'm usually in my pajamas.
I was maybe also there at the same time.
Were you there?
Yeah.
No, so that was on purpose.
Oh.
You were supposed to see me.
I went at about 9.
Okay, fine. So I think I was there also around the same time.
Oh, man.
And I just put my head down if I'm in pajamas. But if I'm not in pajamas, I'm always happy to see people. But it's always just an interesting interaction. And then people are always just people have started asking me which products are kosher. And I don't know, by the way.
Oh, interesting. Okay. So you become an ambassador. answered her, but
yeah, a little bit.
She doesn't have all the answers. There's a WhatsApp line where you can get all those answers.
True.
So I'm going to give you a couple of quick fires. I know you got to run soon. And then I've actually really enjoyed this conversation.
Same.
So Instagram, TikTok, or YouTube?
Instagram.
Instagram, seriously?
Yeah.
Interesting. Okay. I thought you were going to say TikTok.
Each for different things, but Instagram as a general.
Okay. One creator you should be following?
Ginger with a GoPro.
Oh, great. Chad Nathan. Yeah.
Chad Nathan.
She's so fantastic.
Yeah. Especially South Africans.
Yeah, no, he's fantastic. Okay. Coffee or matcha while editing?
Oof. Coffee. Matcha tastes like agriculture.
I've had it once and I had a bit of an allergic reaction to it. Best piece of advice you ever received?
Jeez. Always tell the truth.
Always tell the truth.
Always tell the truth.
Good one. Good. Yeah. One app you can't live without?
Laugh 360.
Ah.
No, but literally, yeah. There's
well,
a backstory
to literally
that.
Live. That's literally live without.
Yeah. Or WhatsApp, maybe.
Yeah, I suppose it is an app. Yeah. It is an app. Finish the sentence. Success on social media is?
Authenticity.
Authenticity. How can people find you if they want to get in touch or they want to see your stuff online?
So you can follow me on Instagram at Yakira Michaela or on TikTok at Kiki.Jalpid. We'll slide into my DMs and we can have a conversation about marketing your brand or just what products are kosher come to Kosher World at 9 o'clock at night. I'll be there in my pajamas usually.
Well, I can't say I'm going to be there tonight, but Yakira Shalpid, there's been a fantastic conversation. Thank you so much for coming through.
Thank you, Dylan.
And onwards and upwards. You definitely are a rising star in this community. So keep at it what you're doing.
Thank you so much.